Welcome to another Fast Friday edition of the Character Chronicles, where each and every Friday we keep it quick and easy, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And ladies and gentlemen, fine folks at home, the question at hand today, to drink or not to drink? That is the question. Well, kind of. It's kind of the question. All right, so Husker Athletic Director Bill Moose has made it known that he is thinking about the possibility, the potential of allowing alcohol into Memorial Stadium in certain areas, mostly the suite areas and things, areas of that nature. Now, my initial thought when I heard this was, wow, there's going to be some strong opinions on this. People are really going to like it or they're really going to hate it. There's not going to be a whole lot of in between. And when I put it out on social media yesterday, that was absolutely the case. There is an argument to be made that Memorial Stadium is one of the best game day experience under God's hot sun in the Milky Way galaxy. Why mess with it? Bill Moose says he doesn't want to mess with it. It is great. He just wants to stay ahead of the curve and appeal to a potentially younger audience. Now, an argument could be made that there's alcohol allowed in other stadiums, and I can go to my local hockey arena. There's a minor league hockey team where we live, and they allow alcohol in. It doesn't seem to be a big deal. But there's an argument. There is tailgating right outside the stadium. There's all sorts of arguments either way, one way or another. This is my point. All right, now, a little bit about me. I don't drink, all right? I don't have some moral opposition to drinking or anything like that. I don't like the taste of alcohol, and I never took the time to get over the disgusting taste of most of it. There are some things I like, but I don't particularly drink just because I don't like it. It actually would make life easier if I did like it, to be honest with you, in certain situations. I've been drunk once in my life. That was my recruiting visit to Washington State University. That's a story I should share sometime, what I remember of it. The next day, not so fun. But anyways, I digress. So, what are my thoughts? Where do I stand? I don't have an absurdly strong opinion one way or the other, but here's where I do ring in on this. He's not talking about just opening the floodgates and letting alcohol in everywhere. He is talking about allowing it into certain areas. Like I mentioned, the suite level areas and things of that nature. If he does that, I honestly don't have a problem with it. If he was opening up the floodgates, just letting everyone have it inside the whole entire stadium, that might be too drastic all at once. Now, maybe this is a slippery slope to things later on down the road. I don't know. I don't have a problem if he does it the way he's proposed it. I don't have a problem if he doesn't do it. Those are my thoughts. Let me know yours. As you know, I enjoy reading them. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bombs. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.